But good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, another week of prophecy news headlines. Boy, I'll tell you what, guys, it's just piling up by the moment, isn't it? Birth pains are exploding. These are from November 23rd through last night, the 29th of the year, this year, 2022. And of course, we'll start with Big Brother in the United States. Coming police state. Fears are rising over soon coming 87,000 IRS armed agents. House Minority Leader McCarthy says they will soon be coming for you. This really sounds like the American Gestapo, doesn't it? It's incredible. Okay, let's just go on to regular stuff. Third of Americans now say anti-Semitism acceptable in the workplace. Anti-Semitism. Public schools losing as homeschooling skyrockets across the nation. Parents simply want to keep control of their kids because the schools are trying to take it away from them. U.S. passes 600 mass shootings for the third straight year. That's public shootings. It's just amazing. Analysis. U.S. military and catastrophic decline due to leftist woke ideology and gender insanity. Why would that be in the military? Okay. Portland, Oregon, small business, well, businesses, plural, calling it quits over constant break-ins, assaults, threats. No help, no police, they say, we're done. One owner's comment, it was a sign on his door that says, our city is in peril. Boy, is he right. Western Oregon, there's actually several Western Oregon school boards taking meetings online now to hide from angry parents over their woke leftist policies. Parents have had it. That's why the homeschooling is skyrocketing. These schools, these liberals are just destroying our children. Leading psychologists now saying U.S. woke public education is behind the exponential increase in youth gender confusion. Amen. We were just talking about that. Sorry about my yellow page rattling, but that's how it is. Let's go to society and the world. Worldwide, drug shortages loom over supply chain disruption. Yeah, that's going to only get worse. This rail thing is still not solved, so we'll see what happens there. Latest report shows rapidly increasing social unrest across the globe. And, of course, the climate craze continues. Bill Gates says all coal mines must be shut down. And in fact, Europe, to the United States, said you should learn from our $800 billion green energy disaster over here. And right along with that, California to ban all gas and diesel truck fleets. But the thing is, there's nothing wrong with going to cleaner energy, but the fact is you got to have a transition period. We don't have that. That's why there's shortages. It's crazy. All right. Russia criminalizes promoting the LGBTQ relationships. Why won't the Western nations do the same thing? Of course, it's biblical prophesied, isn't it? Iran civil unrest is increasing. Supreme leader orders militias to deal with the rioters. They're not going to give in, I don't think. British-Canadian governments push new radical transgender pronoun mandates. Boy, Canada's just down the toilet, man. Soon there'll be no safe place for those who do not accept the gender ideology. That's Big Brother. Here's another Big Brother. Visa releases new cards with personal emission trackers. That's going to be fun. So if you're causing too much global warming, your card will be cut off. Brazil freezes bank accounts of citizens protesting election results. So Big Brother steps in once again right there. It just doesn't stop, does it? Okay, one more Big Brother story here. Increasing number of world governments now criminalizing hate speech with jail as penalty. The question, of course, always is who decides what's hate speech, you know? People in charge, of course. Christians, believe me, we are on the list of those that will be considered hate speakers. So, yeah, a couple more stories here. The dead keep coming. Violence overwhelms Mexico morgues. Mexico's out of control, like a lot of the nations around the world. And Gaia Rising, that's, of course, the Babylonian god of the climate, G-A-I-A. Netherlands to close up to 3,000 farms to comply with the European Union rules for climate change. And finally, more and more Canadians being driven to euthanasia to escape crippling poverty. Canadian retailer releases commercials celebrating euthanasia. Euthanasia is really going off the charts up in Canada. It's crazy. They're even going to start euthanizing the homeless. Man. Well, it's the world government population control, isn't it? Wars and rumors. Let's go to Ukraine. Ukrainian energy systems on the brink of total collapse after weeks of Russian bombing. Widespread outages. New plant is now shut down. It needs to be because they're bombing it almost every day. North Korean long-range missile lands off the Japanese coast during an APEC summit. And of course, then Kim Jong-un, he says, the leader of North Korea, says North Korea's goal is to be the world's strongest nuclear force. This guy has just lost his mind. More on Ukraine. Putin to mobilize another 2 million troops, including 300,000 women. And one more from Ukraine here. Ukraine President Zelensky says Russia is using the cold winter as a weapon of mass destruction. Can you imagine living up in that far north with no heat, no light? I think it's 30, 40, 50 below up there, man. These people have no heat. Are you kidding me? It is a weapon. That's just scary. Turkey is inching closer to invasion into northern Syria as ISIS, a terror threat, is growing there. Russia sends a bloodied sledgehammer to the European Union and telling them to stay out of the Ukraine situation. And finally, in this section, China's nuke arsenal exploding in size. World is nervous as the King of the East is getting ready. They say it'll be three times the size it is now in just a few years. They're really expanding. We're teaching our people how to be woke. All right, world economy. Switzerland's Credit Suisse Bank warns of $1.6 billion loss. Customers are bailing out like crazy. I'll tell you, Europe's in terrible shape. A lot of the economies in the world, China, Japan, I mean, the list goes on. Finally, also on that, the globalist Yuval Harari's latest statement, he said this. You remember who this guy is. He's the number one advisor for the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab. He says the next step is to place the tool of surveillance under our skin. Boy, that sounds like Revelation 13. He went on to say COVID was key in getting the public to accept this technology. He's not wrong about that. Bill Gates added that, on the same subject, that in the early part of the pandemic, creating a digital certificate of vaccination was the end game, the final solution. These are the globalist guys. They're saying it out loud. They're not hiding it anymore. Wow. 41% of U.S. small businesses can't pay their rent this month. That's only going to get worse. Coming explosion. Economy biggest bubble in world history. Collapse in home prices is coming. BlockFi files for bankruptcy as the FTX fallout spreads. Cryptocurrency is just causing mass destruction in the markets. Even though if you watch the stock market every day, it keeps going up, doesn't fall very far. It's just a few big companies just swapping stuff every day to keep things kind of normal, at least on the surface. It isn't. Several key economists are now saying the U.S. and the world is facing an economic Pearl Harbor. I totally agree with that. The underlying foundation is all but destroyed. Continuing with, I want to move to the world government now. World leaders lay out choice. A world government or a nuclear war? Order among nations must be restored or massive conflict will result. Well, of course, we know that there will be a massive conflict to end it all, being the end of the tribulation period, the Battle of Armageddon. That's when Jesus comes back with us to end it all. Okay, more on that at another time. New World Health Organization pandemic treaty in final stages. Order, it says, will overrule all world's nations' laws. Critics say it's unleashing medical dictatorship. Sounds like Fauci's plan. Police in Spain to deploy automated facial recognition. Artificial intelligence control is increasing all over. China just released a draft national social credit law. So I'll tell you what, controlling issues that control the public are exploding everywhere. The World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab also continuing, he says, Communist China is a role model for many countries in creating the new world order of tomorrow. That's our delusion, guys. Here's another one. World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab says, God is dead. The World Economic Forum is acquiring divine power, says Naval Harari. Harari also said and promises the World Economic Forum will turn humans into gods. Wow. He has also said, this Harari says, Jesus is fake news. And their new god is worshiping at the altar of climate change, techno-communism, and eugenics, which means population reduction. Wow. It's just amazing how loud they're saying it now. Just a few years ago, they never talked about this above the surface, but now it's everywhere. It's just our stupid news will not report it. All right. Let's go to exciting subject of pestilence. Earthquakes this week. It was, the big ones weren't so many. There were 3 6s, but there were 49 5 pluses, mostly, again, on the Pacific Rim. As a matter of fact, suddenly large earthquakes occurring in most high-risk areas of the planet. South Pacific, U.S. West Coast, the Philippines, again, that's the Pacific Rim. Even the Oregon coast is right on that situation. And scientists report large herds of animals. Now, this one's interesting. Listen to this. Scientists report large herds of animals are suddenly and endlessly walking in circles all over the globe. Question, why so many at the same time? Generally, it indicates something big is on the horizon, such as earthquakes, whatever. Guess we'll soon see. But that, I thought that was fascinating. That's been happening for about a week now. World's largest volcano erupts in Hawaii. 38 years of silence triggers dozens of earthquakes. Our middle daughter lives over there, close to this volcano. She sent us videos of it. Man, it's amazing, guys. New study says climate models got it wrong. The eastern Pacific Ocean is cooling, and La Nina winters will keep on coming. I'll tell you. All right. Let me move to spiritual and persecution news. Proposed U.S. National Marriage Act, boy, this is a big one, will expose religious schools and other agencies who do not support same-sex marriage. Again, I'm telling you, those of us that don't support this are going to be the targets of the coming rulers. Leftist U.S. politicians say conservative Christian transgender rhetoric is demonic. In other words, we don't agree with it, so they say we're demonic. Wow, that's amazing. And that's United States politicians. They say us conservative Christians, transgender rhetoric is demonic. It's just the opposite, guys. Satan clubs rising in United States elementary schools. Wait till I tell you about a headline later in the news on this subject of Satan in the elementary schools. Jesus Christ, streaming star, Chosen breaks into mainstream. Disney's LGBTQ cartoon bombs at the box office. Everything that Disney's doing right now of trying to push this transgender stuff is bombing. Thank God. Blood is on your hands. Quote, Christian ministry vandalized with graffiti days after Club Q tragedy. That was a transgender club that got shot up. And so now they're blaming the Christians. Turns out it was a non-binary or whatever the heck that is. Anyway, nothing to do with Christians attacking it. The way we attack it is spiritually, because it's sin. Heresy. Woke sermon about Jesus leaves churchgoers in tears. This was unbelievable. As a matter of fact, Franklin Graham came out today and a few other leaders just ripping this to shreds. University of Cambridge Dean in the United Kingdom defends a sermon about Jesus in a transgender body, and the side wound was a vagina. This was in a sermon. People walked out angry and crying, because it was such an insult to our Savior. I've been upset about that headline, this headline for days. It just blows my mind that people are this delusional. Supreme Court Justice Coney Barrett facing calls to recuse herself from the LGBTQ case given her Christian faith. That would mean every justice would have to recuse himself on different issues all the time because everybody has opinions. Well, okay. You finally on this subject, United Kingdom government prosecutors argue parts of Bible are no longer appropriate in modern society. Pick and choose, I guess. It equals hell, by the way. I just want to tell you that. Can't change it. Like I've said 100 times and things. Just some things in the Bible I kind of wish weren't there because it's hard for me. But it doesn't give me the right to change it. I need to adjust to it. Yes. All right. Let's go to the Middle East, Israel, to God's time clock. Twin blasts shake Jerusalem. Palestinian attacks. Police on high alert across the nation. On the verge of a new intifada, which is, of course, a civil war type of thing. The IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Force, troops come under fire in Nablus, which is a section up north. Hamas says it's just the beginning. The coming days will be intense, more difficult for the enemy, which they consider to be the Jews of Israel. Palestinians reject having their own state. They don't want their own state. They want it all. Biden administration appoints special envoy to Israel for the Palestinians. We're in trouble there. Netanyahu's return, Iran's nuclear ambitions converge at a very critical moment. This could be the perfect setup, of course, for the soon coming Ezekiel war. Is Psalm 83, all of it. So the wars that are prophesied. There'll be wars and rumors of wars, but these are the specific ones prophesied. In addition, of course, to Armageddon at the end. Israelis shunned at Qatar World Cup. Not welcome, the signs say. Free Palestinian signs are displayed as well. They are bullied and they are boycotted. Wow. The Bible says that Israel would be hated by all nations. And boy, that's living proof right there. Another prophecy coming true. Israel is on the brink of a civil war, like we just talked about. Analysts are saying conflict between Arabs and Jews is really increasing. And the UN is triggering that because they think that Jews are in an occupation state there in Israel. And they should get out and give it all to the Palestinians. That's the United Nations, by the way. Continuing, Syria, Iran deploy increased air defenses near Damascus. Prepare for coming Israeli attack. That's Isaiah 17, which says that Damascus will ultimately be totally destroyed. Violence threat grows in Israel as Netanyahu forms a coalition. Left, the LGBTQ are all outraged over the far right. They're coming into power over there. It looks like it. I mean, it's still not totally done, but it looks pretty strong right now. Dozens of Judea and Samaria communities to get official recognition. This is the West Bank coming back home, isn't it? And this right-wing government is coming in. Believe me, their territory will be taken into Israel much faster than it has been because the leftists just didn't want to do it. All right, anti-Semitism is rising. Kanye West claims 300 Zionists have taken over the United States. This guy's lost his mind. Elon Musk calls Jewish U.S. Army officer puppet and puppeteer, suggests Jews control positions of power in the military. Jewish draftee in Australia Football League faces torrents of online anti-Semitism. So the Jews are totally under attack all across the globe. Again, it's prophesied. Going to the plandemic, in his last address, unelected ruler Dr. Fauci urges his subjects to receive the government injection. Brought to you by Pfizer, by the way. Well, him and so many have been greased by these pharmaceuticals. They all got rich. Still. Okay, China. Let's talk about China here for a minute. China record COVID again. Lockdown spread. Dissent grows. Xi, their leader, is under much pressure. Economic outlook is darkens as it goes by. That was on the 24th. The next day says the daily virus tally tops 30,000 for one day. Panic buying in Beijing. Continuing with China. China's COVID uprising. This was on the 27th. Unprecedented civil unrest calls for Xi to resign. And then a couple more on the China situation. On the 28th, China COVID revolution. Biggest protest since Tiananmen. Remember that one. Xi faces coup and want freedom? defiance. That's what the people want. They want to be out of these lockdowns. I mean, people get locked up in hotels in these different places. They can't get food and they starve to death. Man. Finally, one more story on this. This was yesterday. Cracks in the Great Firewall of China. Update. COVID revolution. Tanks in the streets. Protesters now targets of surveillance state. Wow. That's just China. And I'll tell you, this is going to spread. There's more on that in a little bit here. All right. Continuing. Latest report shows vaccinated now the majority of COVID deaths. That doesn't surprise me. It's been coming in more and more proof all the time. CDC, the World Health Organization, say measles is now the global threat. Another one, I should say. Canada now says vaccination hesitancy should be viewed as a mental illness. Tell you, Canada is worse than America, man. It's unbelievable. Of course, their leader, Trudeau, has been through the World Economic Forum School of Global Leadership, so he's certainly echoing it everywhere and everything he's doing. Unintended. The CDC report reveals at least 1.1 million Americans have died suddenly since the COVID vaccination rollout. That was an unintended report, which actually broke. Then there was another one right behind it. The second government report proves a vaccination is to blame. Okay, the 27th. China, I already talked about that one. Coming COVID strain to be more dangerous. This is called, I think it's called the XBB or something like that, the one in China right now. And it's spreading. Despite constant propaganda, populations across the world are finally now rejecting the COVID vaccination. As a matter of fact, America just destroyed millions of doses due to the lack of demand. Top Australian cardiologist calls for ban on mRNA shots after rise in vaccination-related heart conditions. That's everywhere, too. Pfizer CEO hammered by drug regulators for disgracefully misleading claims about the COVID vaccinations. Wow, I mean, it's just everywhere. The World Health Organization is now announcing vaccination passports. They will not change their opinion no matter what. Well, why? Because, well, the World Health Organization is another one of the people that are involved with the Build Back Better programs, the globalist agenda, period. Archbishop Vigano, he's the one that's most outspoken in the Catholic Church. The COVID pandemic farce served as a trial balloon for the New World Order. He is dead right again. Oncologists send urgent message. Stable cancers and other diseases are rapidly progressing in people that are being boosted. Wow. I'll tell you, I don't know. Gotta grab my last page. I don't know how people can avoid this. I had a conversation with one of my relatives the other day, and they are hostile toward me for not being vaccinated. It's just I have kids that feel that way about me too. So I'm a pariah, guys. Pure delusion. Let's finish it up with this, okay? The NHL, the National Hockey League, goes ultra woke. Supports all transgender and non-binary hockey tournament. Trans women are women, they say. Why do the sports, the NFL and a few others too, why do they have to get involved in this crap? Just play your game and stay out of all this stuff. No indoctrination here. Trans-identifying students has increased 991% over the past 2 years. Wow. World Health Organization plans to rename monkeypox as mpox. This will not insult the monkeys. Good God. It has delusion, man. Latest air travel disruption. Climate activists are gluing themselves to runways in Europe. I didn't stutter. Woke Thanksgiving attack. MSNB anchor Joy Reid, she is really a nut job, trashes Thanksgiving as a simplistic fairy tale and says America was founded on violence. Progressives urge supporters to see each Thanksgiving as an Indigenous Day of Mourning. Trying to change all of our history, aren't they? San Francisco now has 130 gender options. 130 different things you can call yourself. The latest two are these. Scoliosexual and gray gender. Gray gender, I finally found the one that I could go to, I guess. That must be for old people. I have no idea, man. Okay, The Nation magazine, other leftist organizations are celebrating feticide on Thanksgiving. saying they're thankful for, we're thankful for our abortions. Again, sick. Continue with this delusion. Latest lie. New study claims fear-mongering and misinformation may be the be responsible for the adverse effects attributed to vaccinations. Wow. I mean, this author says it's misinformation and fear that's causing these side effects of the vaccination. Well, then it looks a little deeper. Guess what the author is? He's an astronomer and former realtor. A total authority on this stuff. Okay, CNN says daylight savings times is racist. Disproportionately impacts communities of color, they say. I still try to figure that one out. CNN again declares that the freedom of speech is nonsense, claims Musk's new tweeter empowers Vladimir Putin and is destructive to the American national security. In other words, keep your opinions to yourself unless they're ours. Okay, good news. Strange World, one of Disney's 180 million movie featuring a gay teen romance, flops at the box office and is the lowest rated House of Mouse flick in 31 years. Praise God. Okay, this is another one that surprises me. I may have to do something with my pet here. Pet ownership is now under attack by unhinged climate extremists. They're now saying that dogs and cats are part of the climate problem. Wow. The Sodom Generation. The U.S. to spend $50,000 to seed India with Pride Rainbow Groups. So we're going to try to cultivate Pride Rainbow Groups across the world. We did Ecuador a couple of weeks ago. Now it's India. I wonder what nation's next that we can send this poison to. Wow. America's doomed if it doesn't all of a sudden reverse course, man. Mother, this is true. I've heard this in many cases. This mother hires a deprogrammer to help her daughter unlearn her woke college experience. She says that my daughter was normal, a very positive and upbeat when she went into college. She came out the other side racist, hateful, and totally gender confused. This is what the colleges and schools are doing to our children. God have mercy on their souls. The Washington Post tells Americans to eat bugs as they can no longer afford traditional meals. Latest hot trend in gender-affirming care? Get this one. Shoulder reduction surgery to make their shoulders smaller, I guess, if they were male and want to be female. Man, 58 of our nation's top 100 medical schools are now forcing mandatory CRT-related programs. This is our medical colleges. Disney again. New Christmas series shows. Now, this is what I was talking about, what Disney's doing to our children. Disney again. New Christmas series shows children holding signs. Now, these signs, and I saw them, they say, "We love you, Satan." Can you imagine that? "We love you, Satan." Kids are carrying these signs. The series, by the way, is called Santa Clauses. Man, this is upsetting week for me in news when it comes to spiritual things. Incredible. Wisconsin Children's Hospital hires a transgender activist as a chaplain. Thousands of pedophiles being released from California prisons as pedophilia is now being normalized in liberal states. In other words, child molestation is no longer a sin, no longer a problem. Okay. The dinner tables are turned. PETA, or of course our pet freaks, PETA posts cartoon of a turkey family preparing to eat a human. I got to stop. I can't top these things, man. I'm not even going to say that because I would be in trouble. You'd turn me off, which you may have already done. Anyway, look, that's it for this week. Well, it's not it, but that's all I'm going to talk about. I'm rambling, and of course I'm used to that, and so are you. Love you all, and I know the world has gone out of control. And I'll tell you, the one thing that's actually good about all this news is the fact that it just proves Bible prophecy to the letter. Jesus said, and the prophets said, all these things would be taking place right before his return. So we know that he is close. And that's what we have to hang on to for hope. This is dark out there. I mean, a person can get depressed real quick, and a lot of people have and are. And but all you know, it's like the scripture in 1 Peter 1:19 that says, you know, when you begin to understand prophecy, it's like prophecy. It's like a morning star that rises in your heart. That means that you brighten up, you get hope, because you know that this stuff was said to be coming, and it's here, and it's just proof of his coming, as I've been saying. Okay, I'm rambling, and I'm preaching. So I love you all, and of course, one of my favorite sayings is, when you're down to nothing, God is always up to something. He'll never give up on you. And if you're just thinking about Jesus, remember what Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says? He's standing at the door. All you have to do is open it, and he will come to you. And then your world totally changes. Love you all. And until next time, this is Fred.